I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy to Ukraine and Russia visited Kyiv on Wednesday, a day after high-level U.S. and Russian talks in Saudi Arabia. The diplomatic move comes as the American president and his Ukrainian counterpart both lashed out at each other over the war's origins and plans to end it. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
U.S. Special Envoy for Ukraine and Russia Keith Kellogg's visit comes on the heels of U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's meeting with his Russian counterpart in Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh. Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine nearly 3 years ago. But this week, President Trump seemed to imply that Kyiv was to blame for the conflict while dismissing Ukraine's lack of representation in Riyadh.
But today I heard, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed Trump's comments in Kyiv.
We have seen this disinformation. We understand it comes from Russia. Unfortunately, President Trump, with great respect for him as a leader of the American people, lives in this disinformation space.
Trump later Wednesday took to his social media platform to call Zelensky a dictator, claiming he has single-digit approval ratings at home despite internal Ukrainian polling showing his favorability over 50%. Zelensky says he'd like Trump's team to hear more truth about Ukraine as his soldiers combat advancing Russian forces. A NATO official recently predicted Moscow would increase the pace and intensity of its assaults amid talks to end the war. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
This